Is there any value to statistics beyond describing the past? Yes, but only if you take them as indicative of a possible causal relationship. If two things have gone together repeatedly in the past, in a variety of circumstances, that does not establish cause and effect, but it may give you a hypothesis worth investigating further. But you must have some understanding, even if not full or fully scientific, but enough to be able to say, this is more than a coincidence. It's a probability of some degree worth pursuing, or at least a possibility. For instance, if you find out that 9 out of 10 Republicans are religious, that is not baffling. The statistic there would be a clear lead, because you have other reasons which you know about Republicans over and above just this statistic. But suppose you found out 9 out of 10 Republicans prefer Kettle One to Grey Goose vodka. Now, on the face of it, that doesn't point to any causal connection. You might take a wild guess that Kettle One is paying them off, just like everybody else is paying the Republicans off. But on the face of it, I would just drop that as a coincidence without any base or justification to look into. There are many striking coincidences that have absolutely no causal meaning. Somebody once pointed out that for a given section of time, the number of deaths of females in one province of India was absolutely correlated with the number of semicolons on the editorial page of the New York Times. Obviously, that is a plain coincidence and indicates nothing. I want to add one distinct point about statistics. Statistics should not be collected except when they are necessary for action. I remember very clearly when I first heard this, I had just been studying statistics in philosophy class and was talking to Ms. Rand, and I gave as an example, well, what would be the statistical probability of there being people in the lobby? She lived on the sixth floor, in the lobby right now. And then I started to say, now if we take into account this factor and the time of night and the density of population of New York, etc. And she looked at me and she said, that is totally wrong. If you want to know how many people are in the lobby, go down and look. Statistics, she said, are what we use when we are necessarily ignorant and must act, when we cannot get the information any other way and cannot suspend judgment. But to fool around with statistical estimates in any other circumstances, she says, is making ignorance into a form of cognition. I think that was exactly what she said.